The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, emergency version, sort of. NFL's now going to play 17 games, John Breach, just me and you, because Will Brinson is out celebrating in the streets because he loves football so much he can't be here to podcast with us. But we knew it was coming. It's a matter of dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but it looks like we're going to have 17 games in the 2021 season, which I imagine we're going to have 18 weeks. So that expands things. I did hear, much to your chagrin, and Brinson wasn't happy about this either, the Super Bowl will now be on February 13th, the day before the most important day for any married person, at least in the first 5 or 6 years of their marriage. So that's something we'll all have to navigate around. Breach, 17 games, it's happening. What are your thoughts?
This is the greatest emergency podcast of all time. I'm glad Brinson's not here because that gives me more time to talk. I am just going to steal this mic. I'm going to mute Wilson and not let anybody else do anything. Well, the funny thing you mentioned, the February 13th Super Bowl, Ryan, is because there's going to be divorces. There's going to be a Valentine's Day Super Bowl eventually. So, you know, the wife's giving you the stink eye while you're flying off to some awesome city like Los Angeles or New Orleans or Miami to cover a Super Bowl. That's going to be exciting. And so that is happening because, there's not going to be an extra bye week. I know there had been some chatter that maybe the NFL would expand, if they expand the schedule, there would be an extra bye week. It is not. It is 17 games over 18 weeks. And how that works is that everything is being pushed back a week. So the Super Bowl now, instead of being played, the first Sunday in February, is now played on the second Sunday in February, which means February 14th is the latest the game can be played, and February 8th would be the earliest. It was played on February 7th this year, which was tied for the latest Super Bowl ever. That record will be broken with the very next Super Bowl. And also, the kickoff weekend is staying the same. The NFL did not want to have to start the season over Labor Day weekend. That is a no-no in their book. So kickoff weekend, as always, the first Thursday after Labor Day. Ryan, let's talk about your favorite topic. This 17th game, that means there are 16 new games on the schedule. Everyone, we got an AFC, NFC cross-conference game. Your Steelers got the Seahawks. How do you feel about that?
Well, hopefully Russ Wilson gets traded, in which case I feel great about it. Maybe the Steelers will trade for Russ Wilson, send them Ben Roethlisberger. Otherwise, not great. I think it was actually the 2019 season that the Seahawks and Russ Wilson came to Heinz Field and Ben Roethlisberger's arm fell off in the second quarter. So not great memories there. But, you know, we talked about this and you joke about it. The Steelers probably aren't going to be very good, so it doesn't matter. Before we get into the details, I want to ask you some things, and let's see if you know the answer to it, because you've been selling yourself on Twitter for 3 months now as the guru of the 17-game schedule. So does this mean that we're having a reduction? You said the season will start as it often does right after Labor Day. Does this mean we're having a reduction in preseason games?
Yes, one fewer preseason game, which is good news for us because that's one less week of preseason football to cover. Instead of four preseason games, there are now going to be three, and that's because the owners, they want their money. There was talk they might cut it down to two, but instead it is 17 regular season, three preseason, which equals 20 games. That's how many there were before, with 16 regular season, four preseason. And this year, because there is an odd number of games, the AFC teams will host the extra game. So AFC teams will play 9 home regular season games and 1 home preseason game for 10. NFC teams will play 8 home regular season games and 2 home preseason games to get to their 10 home games. So that is how the preseason is now going to work out.
Does this mean that the preseason just starts a week later? Does this mean that week 3 of the preseason, then there's 2 weeks off between the end of the preseason and the start of the regular season? Do you know that?
That is, your second thing is correct. So there's going to be the Hall of Fame games normal. The first 3 weeks of the preseason are normal. And then week 4 of the preseason is going to disappear and teams will basically have a bye. But, you know, that's always over Labor Day weekend. There were never any games played that Saturday and Sunday. They were all held on Thursday. That was the crazy Thursday, you know, where they put all 16 games at the same time. Thursday night in week four. And you know what? You have like the very bottom of the barrel of the roster playing in those.
No offense to people trying to earn a job, but it is not fun to watch 16 games if you're the guy working that night.
And well, especially when you don't know any of the players' names, because right. These are the very, 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 very back end of the roster. So that week is scratched, or that third week of the preseason will end, and then we'll just have about 2 weeks to kind of wind down and get ready for the regular season.
So in a sense, and it's a stretch to say this, but this is how the NFL could try to spin it. You get your bye before the season starts after week three of the preseason, and then you only get one other bye, because you mentioned there's not going to be a dual bye in-season situation. So still just one bye. Any news on the roster in terms of the number of people you can have on the roster? Does that change IR? Anything change in terms of that? Because now you're adding an extra game in which the players, by and large, are not happy about the idea of playing an extra game of football.
Nothing on that yet. It will be interesting to see what happens, not just the rosters, but like as far as paychecks go, because there was talk that people who signed a paycheck before the new collective bargaining agreement was agreed to, because at that point you didn't know there was going to be 17 games. So some people are getting their pay divided by 17 and just getting an extra check. And then eventually people will be negotiating because they know they're playing 17 games, which sounds weird why that's not the exact same thing. But so there's a financial factor here, and obviously, you know, a few other factors I think will be ironed out over the next few weeks.
How weird is it going to be for you to not have a team finish 8-8? Now a team is going to go 3-14 or 10-7.
How weird is it going to be for Jeff Fisher if he ever comes back to football? That's 7-9, 8-8. That's all he ever does.
Oh, that's right. He had to figure that one out. He'll start tying football games. He'd go 7-9-1. That would be his new move.
That would totally be his new move.
So yeah, so no 500 football. So there's that. You mentioned you gave a sneak peek. The Steelers have to host the Seahawks because AFC, as you noted, is hosting this year the 17th game. The 17th game does not mean it's going to happen in week 18. It just means there's an extra game that will happen some point during the season. The schedule hasn't been released yet, and that's a whole nother, slew of emergency podcasts. Any other games stick out to you as the extra game, quote unquote, in terms of these matchups?
Number one is Packers Chiefs. That is the sexy game. That is a huge one. Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes.
Anyway, that's week one, Thursday night.
I do not think, probably not. They don't like to do cross conference for the week one game. And also the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl, Ryan. And generally that is the team that hosts the week one game. So I don't think that will be week one, Thursday night. I could see that being a Sunday night game.
Just throwing a curveball there, John.
Maybe in October. Against the World Series, the NFL loves to put a big game up there. Buccaneers Colts get some Carson Wentz, Tom Brady action. I think that should be a pretty good game. That is also on the schedule. Washington versus the Bills, Ryan Fitzpatrick revenge game. Both those teams went to the playoffs last season. And of course, the game that is going to draw monstrous ratings, no matter what the records are in this of that game, is Cowboys at Patriots.
I was Cowboys actually looking for the worst game. I thought you were joking. So I'm trying to find the worst game here. I think it might be.
Don't you dare say Bengals 49ers.
No, it's not, because I told you that's going to be the matchup of the Mac Joneses versus the Joe Burrows. It's either Panthers Texans, because we have no idea what's going on in Houston and the Panthers situation at quarterback is unresolved. And, would you rather not watch that game or not watch Debo's Jalen Hurts Eagles face off against the Zach Wilson Jets?
Those were the three on my list. So if Deshaun Watson gets traded to the Panthers, that game is off. That becomes like one of the top three games. But if he does not, and that, and nothing changes between now and then, yeah, definitely Panthers Texans is not attractive at all. You mentioned Eagles Jets. I also throw out Lions Broncos. Is that fun? Do you want to watch that?
No.
I don't think I want to watch
but
that.
But I want to say quickly, and you mentioned this, that even if these legal issues are resolved with Deshaun, Goodell could still suspend him for not – he doesn't have to break the law to get suspended. So he might not be playing in this game anyway. But, yeah, the Lions – who are the Lions playing?
They're playing the Broncos.
Yeah, that's not – I mean, the Broncos could draft a quarterback at 9. It's unclear what they're doing. Drew Lock hasn't been great. So I think, yeah, those are the bottom three for sure.
And so one thing about the 17th game is people might be wondering, how did they figure out who are playing? So the Packers and the Chiefs both finished in first place. So basically it's a cross conference game where you are playing someone that finished in the same standings as you in the opposite conference that you faced 2 years ago. Write that down. Yeah. So that is the explanation. The NFL didn't really do a good job of explaining it in their press release. So the Chiefs and the AFC West played the NFC North 2 years ago. So they are matched up with that division this year. And then you play the team that finished in the same standing. So
let me ask you this. Is this unfair or more fair? Unfair for the good teams because now they have to face two teams in other divisions as the comparable seed, correct?
Ryan, I'm glad you brought that up because I almost forgot to bring that point up. That's a big one. So one thing I love.
By the way, this is what makes for a good host, asking intriguing questions. You're not just talking about yourself for 20 minutes.
And watching your golf DFS game.
Clip that, Debo. All right, go ahead. Explain that part.
So under the 16-game schedule, and Ryan, you just mentioned how the other teams had to play more first-place teams if you finish in first place. That is not really true. So there was this whole myth of the first-place schedule, second-place schedule, third-place schedule, fourth-place schedule, but that didn't really exist because every single team in the NFL on your schedule – when it was 16 games, you played 4 games against the first place team, 4 games against the second place team, 4 games against a third place team, and 4 games against a fourth place team. So like you look at the Bengals in 2021, right? So next year they have to play the Steelers won the AFC North, right?
They started 11-0 breach. Of course they did.
So they have to play the Steelers twice, then they have to play the Chiefs, and then they have to play the first place team, then they play the Packers. So that is 4 first place teams. The Steelers have to play, all 3 first place teams in the AFC and then the Packers in the NFC. So they also play 4 first place teams, just not the same ones. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, in division is sort of cheating.
Well, but it's still, you're playing every team is playing 4 first place teams, 4 second, 4 third, and 4 fourth.
No, I get that. That's fine. I understand what you're saying. I was going to say you could argue maybe that the Bengals have an advantage playing the Steelers because they see them all the time, but that's clearly hasn't played out in reality.
That has never been an advantage ever.
Right. Fair enough. All right. I'll give you that.
So what this 17th game does is it creates a true first place schedule because now, the Steelers have to play 5 first place teams, whereas the Bengals only play 4, and the Bengals get to play 5 last place teams. And the Steelers only get to play 4. So it does.
This is why you're excited.
So now there's some inequality in the schedule and now a first place team will actually have a more difficult schedule. So
more than that, you're excited because the Steelers are reeling. Now they have to play more first place teams. The Bengals play worse teams and this could be the year. This could be the year, John, that it all comes together for you.
One other thing I will toss out is the international thing. The schedule is going to change as far as international games go. For 2021, expectation is that the NFL is going to kind of ease back into things. There were no international games last year because of the pandemic. The NFL likes to have 4 games for 2021. There's going to be 2 games. One of them will probably involve Jacksonville. But then after that, starting in 2022, every team in the NFL is going to have to play 1 home international game over an 8-year period. So you're going to be required to play at least 1. And that's a big deal because like the Packers have never played an international game. And you have a team like Jacksonville that's played 7 or 8 international games. So there's an inequality as far as having to travel abroad. That is going away. And so basically, the NFL is making that go away because they don't need volunteer teams anymore. They're going to take 4 of these extra games and turn them into international games. So we were talking about how the AFC teams are hosting all these extra games in 2021. Well, the NFC teams will be hosting them in 2022, which means 4 NFC teams will be the home teams in international games that year. And starting in 2022, we're likely going to see 2 games in London, 1 in Mexico and 1 in Germany, Ryan. So we can, there's either going to be a game in Munich or Berlin in 2022.
You've been to Germany, right?
I have been. I've been to Munich.
Have you been to Berlin?
I have not.
I've heard good things about Berlin. I don't know a lot about Germany at all, but I've heard it's very clean. Germany in general is pretty clean, isn't it?
It was very. I would eat my food off the ground if they had asked me to.
To be fair, you do that every day in Nashville, so it's half a dozen to one. One other thing, and then we'll get out of here. Any concerns that you've heard or that you personally have about the pandemic in Europe is still a little different than it is here, and it feels like it's a little more serious. Any concerns about the fan situation in the stands for the 2021 international games?
I think the NFL is doing 2 for a reason, just in case there are issues. You know, like there was that weird new strain of coronavirus in England. And so, and they don't know that everything is going to be calmed down by then. They don't know that people are going to be vaccinated. So the NFL knows there are some issues, and I think they're going to set up the schedule so that if those games need to be moved back to the U.S., they can do that. And it's just kind of an idealistic schedule saying, hey, if we can put two games in London, we're going to do it. If not, then, you know, we'll put it off until 2022.
Because it feels like they're going to be fans in the stands close to full capacity in the U.S. once the summer rolls around. So we'll get to that. And finally, then we'll get out of here. How long until we get 18 games, Breach?
I give this, I don't
think, 5 years.
I don't know what the collective bargaining agreement says about, because the players agreed to a 17 game schedule when that CBA passed. I don't know if 18 games is included, because the NFL cannot expand the season without the players' approval. They can expand the playoffs without the players' approval. They can't expand the season. So if it is in the CBA, it's going to happen before 2030, I would say, because it's more revenue. If it is not in the CBA, they're just going to have to wait till they can work out a new collective bargaining agreement.
All right. So 7, 8, 9 years, we should be just getting comfortable with the 17-game schedule, and then they'll change it. All right. That's it. Thank you, Breach, for all your vast knowledge. Your obscure vast knowledge actually came in handy for this, because this is exactly what we needed on. That's it for the podcast. We'll be back all week talking about divisional matchups, regular podcasts. There will probably be some emergency podcasts. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and that's a wrap.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.